With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Supreme Court has let stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate the law in Texas. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
Without giving any reason, the justices kept in place a lower court order that said hospitals cannot be required to provide pregnancy terminations that would violate Texas law. There were no publicly noted dissents. The Biden administration had asked the justices to throw out the lower court order, arguing that hospitals have to perform abortions in emergency situations under federal law. Texas asked the justices to leave the order in place, saying the state Supreme Court ruling meant Texas law does have an exception for the health of a pregnant patient, and there's no conflict between federal and state law. Jeremy House, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson released a video on the first anniversary of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, October 7, 2023, that killed over 1,200 people. Speaker Johnson says he supports Israel and says America must do the same moving forward.
I've been proud to go to the mat for Israel as it fights for its very right to exist. And now, as our ally seeks to combat Hezbollah and allow its residents to return to their homes in the north, we must be reminded of the need to stand by our great ally and to pray for peace in Jerusalem.
Over 100 hostages are still reported to be in Hamas's hands. Milton strengthened rapidly into a Category 5 hurricane on a path toward Florida. The system is threatening the densely populated Tampa area with a potential direct hit and menacing the same stretch of coastline that was battered by Hurricane Helene less than 2 weeks ago. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropped 213. This is SRN News. The nonprofit Christian Legal Association First Liberty Institute recently launched a new program to engage 20 to 40-year-olds in the battle to protect religious rights throughout America. It's called F3, derived from Future of Faith and Freedom. F3 spokesman Nathan Shackelford says the F3 mission is attracting many more people than his organization originally anticipated.
We started back in April, and we already now have ambassadors from New York all the way over to San Diego and LA, picking up really fast, because I think people really want to understand what their rights, especially parents that have kids in public school, and they're worried about their kid being forced to read a book like one called My Shadow is Pink, about a boy that feels like a girl on the inside.
Nathan Shackelford adds, beyond just classroom issues, there's also an urgent need to protect religious freedoms in workplaces all across the nation. More information at firstliberty.org/F3. SRN News. Oil prices are higher, stocks were lower. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after Treasury yields hit their highest level since the summer. The S&P 500 fell 1% Monday. The index is still close to the all-time high it set a week ago. The Dow dropped 398 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Stocks felt pressure from rising Treasury yields, which raised the cost of borrowing money and act as a brake on the economy. Big tech stocks led the way lower. Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft all fell. Crude oil prices added to their big gains from last week. Seth Sutel, New York.
A federal judge has ordered Google to tear down the digital walls shielding its Android app store from competition. The order comes as Google's punishment for maintaining an illegal monopoly that helped expand the company's internet empire. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.